This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has welcomed Western leaders to Kyiv to mark the second anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion. As Ukrainian forces run low on ammunition and foreign aid hangs in the balance, allies from the EU and the group of seven wealthy democracies rallied around Kyiv to express solidarity, with Zelensky joining a virtual G7 meeting Saturday and four top officials traveling to Ukraine. Zelensky held a joint press conference with the Italian premier, the Belgian prime minister, and Canadian prime minister, as well as European Commission president, shortly after signing a landmark bilateral security deals with Rome and Ottawa. An aide to Alexei Navalny says the body of the Russian opposition leader has been handed over to his mother. The director of Navalny's anti-corruption foundation made the announcement on his Telegram account and thanked everyone who had called on Russian authorities to return Navalny's body to his mother. Navalny's widow accused President Vladimir Putin earlier Saturday of mocking Christianity by trying to force his mother to agree to a secret funeral after his death in an Arctic penal colony. Navalny's mother has been demanding that Russian authorities return the body of her son to her for more than a week. It's not yet clear when or how the funeral will be held. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says officials will meet on the next steps after the latest talks with the United States, Egypt, and Qatar in search of a deal on pausing the fighting in Gaza. The meeting will happen Saturday night, but Netanyahu also says he'll convene the cabinet early next week to approve the operational plan for action in Rafah. There have been widespread warnings from the international community about an Israeli military ground operation in Rafah, where more than half of Gaza's population now shelters. This is VOA News. The U.S. and Britain have struck 18 Houthi targets in Yemen. The strikes on Saturday answer a recent surge in attacks by the Iran-backed militia group on ships in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden. That's according to U.S. officials. American and British fighter jets hit sites in eight locations. Officials spoke on condition of anonymity. This is the fourth time that the U.S. and Britain militaries have conducted a combined operation against the Houthis since January 12th. But the U.S. has also been carrying out almost daily strikes to take out Houthi targets. At least one member of the Republican National Committee is working to slow Donald Trump's attempted takeover of the organization. The Mississippi committeeman, Henry Barber, is pushing to keep the committee neutral until Trump is officially the presidential nominee and block it from paying his legal bills. The effort comes after Trump last week publicly called to install one of his senior campaign advisors and his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, in top roles. Laura Trump suggested earlier in the week that GOP voters would support the committee paying her father-in-law's legal bills as he faces a raft of criminal and civil indictments. But a senior Trump advisor, Chris LaCivita, says RNC would not pay Trump's legal bills. The eldest son of Mexico's president and the governing party's presidential candidate say their telephone number have been published on social media and they have received threats and insults. The incident Saturday come a day after President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador disclosed the phone number of a reporter for the New York Times. Paper published a story about a U.S. probe into claims that Lopez Obrador took money from drug traffickers. President denies the allegations. His oldest son, Jose Ramon Lopez Beltran, wrote on X that the leak of his phone number is a kind of vengeance and it puts his family in danger. Hours later, the presidential candidate of Lopez Obrador's Morena party and its secretary general announced that their numbers had, in fact, been leaked. And again, it's the eldest son of the Mexico president and governing party's presidential candidates say that their telephone numbers have been leaked. French President Emmanuel Macron has been greeted with boos and whistles at the opening of the Paris Agricultural Fair by angry farmers who blame him for not doing enough to support them. Several dozen protesters forced their way through security barriers on Saturday before the event's official opening. They protested and entered the site as the president was arriving. French farmers have been protesting for months across the country and in Paris to demand better living conditions, simpler regulations, and better protection against foreign competition that they see as unfair. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.